The granting of a personal reality to this accretion of ideals has been unlearned. People have become atheistic. But has the ideal actually been abandoned? The latest metaphysicians, as a matter of fact, still seek their true reality in it, the thing in itself, beside which everything else is merely appearance. Their dogma is that because our world of appearance is so obviously not the expression of that ideal, it therefore cannot be true, and at bottom does not even lead back to that metaphysical world as cause. The unconditioned, insofar as it stands for that highest degree of perfection, cannot possibly be the reason of all the conditioned. Schopenhauer, who desired it otherwise, was obliged to imagine this metaphysical basis as the antithesis to the ideal, as an evil, blind will. Thus it could be that which appears, that which manifests itself in the world of appearance. But even so, he did not give up that ideal absolute. He circumvented it. Kant seems to have needed the hypothesis of intelligible freedom. 3. In order to relieve the ens perfectum of the responsibility of having contrived this world as it is, in short, in order to explain evil. Scandalous logic for a philosopher. 3. See note on page 11. 18. The most general sign of modern times. In his own estimation, man has lost an infinite amount of dignity. For a long time, he was the center and tragic hero of life in general. Then he endeavored to demonstrate at least his relationship to the most essential and in itself most valuable side of life. As all metaphysicians do, who wish to hold fast to the dignity of man in their belief that moral values are cardinal values. He who has let God go clings all the more strongly to the belief in morality. 19. Every purely moral valuation, as, for instance, the Buddhistic, terminates in nihilism, Europe must expect the same thing. It is supposed that one can get along with a morality bereft of a religious background, but in this direction the road to nihilism is opened. There is nothing in religion which compels us to regard ourselves as valuing creatures. 20. The question which nihilism puts, namely, to what purpose, is the outcome of a habit hitherto to regard the purpose as something fixed, given and exacted from outside, that is to say, by some supernatural authority. Once the belief in this has been unlearned, the force of an old habit leads to the search after another authority, which would know how to speak unconditionally and could point to goals and missions. The authority of the conscience now takes the first place. The more morality is emancipated from theology, the more imperative does it become as a compensation for the personal authority, or the authority of reason, or the gregarious instinct, the herd, or history with its immanent spirit, which has its goal in itself, and to which one can abandon oneself. One would like to evade the will, as also the willing of a goal and the risk of setting oneself a goal. One would like to get rid of the responsibility. Fatalism would be accepted. Finally, happiness, and with a dash of humbug, the happiness of the greatest number. It is said, 1. A definite goal is quite unnecessary. 2. Such a goal cannot possibly be foreseen. Precisely now, when will in its fullest strength were necessary, it is in the weakest and most pusillanimous condition. Absolute mistrust concerning the organizing power of the will. 21. The perfect nihilist, the nihilist's idealist, is in an ugly sense, and is inconstant to what it remembers. It allows its recollections to go astray and to fade. It does not protect them from that cadaverous coloration with which weakness dyes all that is distant and past. And what it does not do for itself, it fails to do for the whole of mankind as well. That is to say, it allows it to drop. 22. Nihilism. It may be two things. A. Nihilism as a sign of enhanced spiritual strength. Active nihilism. B. Nihilism as a sign of the collapse and decline of spiritual strength. Passive nihilism. 23. Nihilism, a normal condition. It may be a sign of strength. Spiritual vigor may have increased to such an extent that the goals toward which man has marched hitherto, the convictions, articles of faith, are no longer suited to it, for a faith generally expresses the exigencies of the conditions of existence, a submission to the authority of an order of things which conduces to the prosperity, the growth and power of a living creature. On the other hand, a sign of insufficient strength, to fix a goal, a wherefore, and a